Hey, friendly reminder, this podcast is not for kids or people who have a stick up their ass.
Friday, 5:58 p.m.
I'm sleeping with my best friend's husband.
I think my uncle killed someone in his suicide.
I am a sugar baby.
I'm a soccer mom addicted to Adderall.
I think my sister is actually my uncle's kid.
My husband bought his hooker a car whenever
I was helping his mom. I was living with my
husband. What's your secret? Welcome back to another week of Beyond the Secret. My name is Ace Fanning, and if you don't care about me as a person, and if you only listen to Beyond the Secret because of the great secrets that are told on this podcast, then I'm just going to let you know now that this is probably not the episode for you. Like, I'm going to save you a few minutes of your life and just say, hey, all I'm going to do during this time is basically talk about myself. And if you're like, oh God, I would rather punch myself in the gonads than listen to that, then that's fine. This is your opportunity. You can leave. I was going to say my feelings wouldn't be hurt, but obviously my feelings would be very hurt. I'm very sensitive to everything. And so just go. Don't tell me that you left. This is a 2020 wrap-up, 2020 year in review, whatever you want to call it. I did one of these at the end of 2019, and it was very dramatic. There was a lot of crying and a lot of tears and a lot of drama, but that's me. I'm very dramatic in that way. And the end of 2019 was really a bad time for me. There was a lot of things that I was going through, and if I'm talking about 2020, I feel like it's important to mention that, like, those things kind of just bled into 2020. And so 2020 wasn't the greatest year. And I'm not even, like, this is aside from global pandemic and everything else that's going on in this year. Just on a personal level, 2020 started off real shitty. And again, it's just because of the bleeding out of 2019. And I'll be honest with you, at the beginning of the year, like March, when the pandemic hit, I was so scared that I was worried about the podcast, not because, like, the podcast is what puts a roof over my head and food on the table for my family, but it's just something that I've put so much time and energy into. And when the pandemic hit, what happened was a lot of people stopped commuting to work. A lot of people had a lot less alone time. And therefore, Beyond the Secret is not something you listen to usually in groups. It's not something you play at the dinner table. And I noticed just a sharp drop off of listeners. And I remember everyone asking me, like, oh, are your plays just through the roof? And I was like, fuck no. And they're like, oh, I thought people would just be listening to podcasts all day. I'm like, no, like, people's families are home and they're busy trying not to kill each other. They don't have time for this. And so, like I said, like, I wasn't scared about losing the podcast because of monetary reasons, but just because it's something I love so much and something that I feel like it's really helped me to find myself in a very dramatic way. And I mean, my real fear during that time was my actual job. If you don't know, I am a full-time photographer, just like self-employed. I don't work for anybody. I don't really know how to explain that, but that's what I do. That's my bread and butter. That's the roof over my head. And in that, you know, March and April are very busy months for me. And then we go into summer, and in Phoenix, like, you don't work a lot in the summer if you do photography, because you're outside and it's hot as balls and nobody wants pictures during that time. And so to lose 2 months of work, it was tough, to say the least. And it was scary, but I will say this, give myself some credit. I didn't completely lose my shit. I feel like I held it together pretty well. I tried to spend a lot of that time trying to make other people feel good and feel distracted. I came on the podcast and I tried to share with you guys embarrassing dating stories and just regular embarrassing stories. And I felt like my purpose during that time was just like, keep people happy, keep people distracted from whatever it is that they're going through in all of this. But I'll also admit that by doing that, I felt like I maybe should have spent that time dealing with some issues that I was going through and things that were just like just beneath the surface, but I wasn't willing to work through. And it's funny because this podcast is so much of me listening to people and their stories and giving advice when I probably shouldn't. And in my friend group, I feel like I'm always that person who is like the therapist, but I'm never the person like laying on the couch. I'm never the person who opens up about my problems. Usually if I talk about my problems, I'm talking about them in past tense because I've already worked my way through them. And I'm a huge control freak. And so to allow someone in to like tell me anything, it's like, yeah, no, that's not gonna happen. And that's if you listened to last year's 2019 wrap up, year in review, whatever the fuck you want to call it, that was all of that stuff just like overflowing, like me completely out of control and just going through the shit. That's why I was such a basket case during that. And I think if I compare where I was last year to this year, it is a world of difference. And in that time, part of that was getting to a really, really bad place. In June, I went to such a bad place, and I actually started having suicidal thoughts. And that was such a scary moment for me because I felt like I hadn't been that low in such a long time. And it wasn't one thing specifically, it was just a lot of things. And I think one of those things was just like really low self-esteem, not feeling like I have any purpose or that I don't contribute anything to this world. That's like the constant narrative that I deal with and go through in my head, is like, God, do you fucking do anything? Like, do you contribute anything to society? Are you just a fucking loser who takes pictures and plays your little doodad podcast? And all of that just built up and got to a really bad place. And that happened on family vacation, which was very unfortunate timing. But I think that like breaking down in front of your entire family, putting it all out on there on the table, was something I needed to do because I'm not an open person. And so it was like all these people now know what a bad place I'm in. And I think getting to that really bad place, I always say this, and I know that this is, it's such a fucked up way to think, but I think that if you're somebody who struggles a lot, it's sometimes like the saving grace that you need. And that is sometimes getting to really bad places, like hitting rock bottom, it's sometimes a blessing because there's nothing else you can do but go up. I mean, sometimes you think you hit rock bottom, and then you hit another rock bottom, and then there's like trapdoor rock bottom. But for me, I feel like that was rock bottom, and things just after that, I was like, okay, there are things in my life that I am not in control of, and I can't change those things, but there are things that I can change and things that I can be in control of that are contributing to my unhappiness. And one of those things is being a fat ass. I think part of what happened on family vacation is that I come from a family of like psychoactive people. Like, all they want to do is fucking hike and ride bikes and like be in nature and like run and just shit that I hate to do. And it was like, there's so much more to this story, and I'm not going to talk about all of it, but that was one part of what happened. And it was like a month after family vacation that I was like, okay, I can be in control of this. And this being my fat ass. Like, I was like, I don't want to be fat anymore. I'm sick of being fat. And so Caitlin and I, we started hiking and we started eating right. I literally eat chicken fajitas almost every single day for almost every single meal. And over the past 5 months, I've been able to lose 70 pounds. And it's funny because if you only follow Beyond the Secret, you wouldn't know any of this. If you follow me on my personal account, it's like all I fucking talk about. So God, fucking move on, talk about something else. But when you lose weight and you like, your body changes, even though like I know I'm not like hot and sexy, I'm like, ooh. Some days I'm really feeling myself. Like, some days I'm like, God damn, look at me. And then other days I'm like, okay, fat whale. But then again, that's just like my fucked up mind. But I feel like for me, making this change and getting healthy, it started to have this, like, what is the word I'm looking for? Everything started to kind of move forward, and I feel like my mental health started to get better. But in that too, also was another breakdown, a secondary breakdown. I don't run out of breakdowns to have, but in that was this moment of feeling like with the podcast, there's just so much that goes into it and I couldn't do it anymore. And that was when I made the switch to putting the podcast weekly on Patreon and monthly for free. And that was a really scary decision for me to make. And I didn't want people to be mad at me for it. And I also didn't want the podcast to end. But I was like, you know what? I'm doing all this stuff to make myself healthier, like physically. But I need to take this step in order to make myself mentally healthier. And so I did it. And I've been really happy about it. I'm not going to say I never, but I hardly check the reviews. And not checking them brings me so much joy in life, because I used to just do it and I would sweat and I'd be like, okay, good reviews. Oh, fuck, I got a bad review. And then I would spiral and I would lose my shit. And I would... just because it's, you know, you put so much effort into something and then to have someone be like, you're annoying. It's like, fuck you, you're annoying. You know, like, I'm doing my best here. It's fucking free. And then to have someone just shit on it, it was bad. And so having like my own little world on Patreon where the best way for people to give a bad review is to just quit and not pay for it anymore. Like, I don't know. I don't get a notice every time somebody quits. And it's just for me, for my mental state, that is such a better place. And I'm really happy with where the podcast is at right now. And I feel like the podcast is in a better place. I am in a better place. My health is in a better place. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about, oh, also, in all of that, in all of those things going on, I'm just changing everything in my life. During with my photography, no one cares, but I'm just going to tell you this. I'm just going to tell you anyways, because guess what? This is my 2020 in review. In all of that, I started to get, like, I've been doing my job for 10 years. So for 10 years, I've been creating and being a photographer and self-employed. And I hit this point where I was like, I'm over it. I'm over everything. It was another breakdown. Can you believe it? We are on 3 breakdowns in this one 2020 in review. There was many, many more on top of that. But in this breakdown, I was like, God, everything I do is shit. I shouldn't even do this anymore. Like, no one gives a flying fuck about anything I do. And I was just like, when my busy season finishes, I'm going to change up everything. And I'm going to change the way that, like, I photograph people. I'm going to change my editing. I'm going to change the way the shoots go. Like, everything will be different by the time I hit my busy season in 2021. And, oh, and also on top of all of this, at one point, I also got a full-time job working for an online photography school. Nobody cares, but I'm just putting that in there because, again, it was just a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff has happened in 2020. And after I finished my last session for this year, like my busy season, I just started experimenting and creating in regards to photography in a new way. And I feel like that has also been like this final, it's not the final puzzle piece, but it is a big puzzle piece that's like bringing me excitement back into my life. And I'm like, I'm excited to pick my camera up. I'm excited to do this stuff. I'm excited with the podcast when I get new interviews. I'm excited that, like, I'm not the fat fucker who, like, can't do anything and is always breathing through my nose. And when I take a video, I always try to hold my breath so people can't tell I'm breathing through my nose. It's just, the end of this year has been really good. I will say, I am currently talking to you from isolation because I did get COVID. which, honestly, I got COVID, I realized I got COVID on Christmas Eve when I was opening presents and I went to go smell something. It was a shampoo that I had got and I couldn't smell anything. There was no smell whatsoever. And I'm very sensitive. Like, even if something's unscented, I can smell it. And I was like, oh God. So I like run upstairs. I'm like trying to clear out my nose. I'm like trying to sniff anything I can and there's nothing. So Caitlin and I just spent Christmas Eve and Christmas just and since alone because we can't be around anyone. But the plus side is our symptoms have been very minimal. Like loss of smell. Weirdly, my butt was insanely sore. Not like my butthole, like when you get diarrhea, like my actual butt cheeks feel like I was gonna get like a Kim K booty. Super sore for a few days. Randomly, my collarbone was sore and then I had a little bit of a stuffy nose. And other than that, I feel like I've been fine. Other than I can't smell and I can't taste anything, which is depressing on its own. But if that's it, like if all I have to go through is like loss of smell and taste, I'll take it. I will take that. So even though I'm ending 2020 in isolation and with COVID, I'm pretty pumped about 2021 because I feel like I'm ending this year on such a better note than I ended last year. And I'm hopeful to start 2021 on a good foot. I feel like I just started this year on the wrong foot and it was like we never got along. So that's it. I feel like that's everything I needed to tell you guys. Maybe this was really stupid. Maybe this was a waste of your time, but I appreciate you for listening to it. And to really like drive everything home, to like really end 2020 on a great note. The other day, yesterday, I logged into my Beyond the Secret email and I received a video of somebody masturbating. Some guy was jerking his Turk and videoed it and sent it to me. And I felt like I fucking made it. Like, someone out there is jerking off thinking about me, and like, how amazing, you know, to be like, I can't believe it. I can't believe you would video yourself jerking off thinking about me and then send it to me. Like, it felt good. And then I realized the message wasn't for me. It was for my guest who was on the My Gay Sexcapades episode. That's who he was looking for. And so it wasn't fully for me, but in that moment I felt like, wow, I can't believe somebody's jerking off to me. Like, I fucking made it. I didn't fucking make it. Nobody's jerking off to me. But you know what? It was a thought that counts. It was a good boost to my self-esteem, a really good way to end 2020. And yeah, so to all of you listening, to everybody who has ever listened to this podcast and not written a bad review, like only people who've written nice things, and everyone who is on Patreon, and everybody who is supportive, and everybody who has bought merch, and everybody who follows the Instagram, like whatever you do, like if you are in support of my efforts, I fucking love you and I appreciate you, and none of this would be possible without you. And yeah, I'm in a really, really good place, and I think that is what is most important in life. So thank you for listening all year. Thank you for being here. I hope that your 2020 is ending on a good note. I hope that you get a masturbation video if that's something you would like. I hope that if you get, I don't wish anyone would get COVID, but if you do, I hope that your symptoms are really not bad at all, like mine have been. And I just hope that we all can just start anew. I'm not going to claim 2021 is going to be my year. I'm just thankful that we're starting off better than we started this year. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will see all of you next year. Well, that's stupid. Okay, bye.
Everybody has a secret.